Okay, Lewis, untie Theobald, Brock commanded. Autry removed the cords from Theobald's hands, which fell limply at his sides. You already killed him? I asked. He's just taking a little snooze, Autry said, rubbing his hands together. Now comes the fun part. Brock reached in his pocket. He extracted a handgun and a bottle of pills. I'm sure my eyes widened and my heart started beating at a rate that wasn't safe for a geezer my age. I could feel drops of perspiration forming on my forehead. Suddenly not so confident, old man? Brock emptied a bunch of pills into his hand. Swallow these. I hate taking pills. You'll hate it more if you don't take them. His cohorts pried my mouth open, and he stuffed them in. I began gagging. Somehow I swallowed the mouthful. You have the note ready? Brock said, turning to the tall guy. Yes, right here. Autry put it in front of me and held a pen out to me. I didn't raise my arm. Sign it, Brock ordered. My eyelids were growing heavy and my aging body felt limp. I only had enough energy to try one thing. Instead of using my writing hand, I grasped the pen in my left hand. I scrawled my left-handed signature on the sheet. I was barely awake now. I heard a voice say, Clint, what if he survives the sleeping pill overdose? That's the best part. He has short-term memory loss, so he won't remember any of this if he happens to be revived and wakes up. Then I felt a gun being placed in my right hand. Wait a minute. I saw it clearly. He's left-handed. He signed the note with his left hand. Somebody grabbed the gun out of my right hand and put it in my left. So sleepy. I heard a gunshot as everything went blank.